Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air, Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. I have some time for the first, 30, 40 minutes of the show, so feel free to jump in with some of your thoughts on the 4th and things that are happening. It is the 6th of July. 7:05 in the morning, the news brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, your health, your choice. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Sue's back.
I am.
You know, I can't tell you how many phone calls I got.
Really?
And little emails.
Yay!
And chat rooms. It goes, where's Sue? And I said, Sue's holding out for more. And no, I said, Sue's taking a very well-deserved vacation.
I haven't had a vacation.
Ever.
Like, it's been so long, I can't remember the last one. But I did have time off, for a medical reason. But, yeah, I'm back. And today it's going to be sunny and beautiful, a high of 97, a low of 61, north-northwest winds, 5 to 11 miles per hour, becoming southwest this afternoon. And tonight, though, we could see wind gusts as high as 21 miles per hour, so batten down the hatches. Tomorrow, sunny, 96 degrees, low of 64, 99 for Wednesday and 98 for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Back in the triple-digit temperatures, 100 for Friday, and it looks like we could see 102 for Saturday and 103 for Sunday. It's currently clear and 63 degrees in downtown Reading. No incidents at this time, just be careful if you are traveling. And we did experience around two-hour delays on Interstate 5 near Dunsmuir over the weekend. People still heading home after the 4th of July. And now, Carl, back to you.
Wow. That was a lot.
Yeah. Two-hour delays. Long time.
Well, we were talking about that Friday, saying that there's chances for delay around Dunsmuir. And we headed south to Sacramento. There's no delays until you got out there by Folsom Lake.
Mm-hmm.
But we beat them in there. But, hey, the weather reports are brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives just great quality and great customer service. You can give them a call at 365-3793. And they have discounts for seniors and veterans. So, Sue.
Yes.
Where'd you go?
Over the weekend, 4th of July, we went up to Weaverville and watched their 3rd of July celebration. That was on Friday. And that was a lot of fun, watching the fireworks up there. We love the mountains. Usually we go to the 4th of July tournament up in Weaverville, but they didn't have it this year. But they did have the fireworks, and everybody had the social distancing guidelines, which was great. And the people up there, they had the pool open. They only allowed 50 people that could go in and experience the 4th of July, like a swim festivity. And it was great. And then I went to, Trinity Lake and Lake Lewiston. And then I went out to Whiskeytown and did some kayaking.
Wow.
And it was a busy week. Got some things done around the house. And, yeah, it was, it was nice.
Good.
Just enjoyed the great outdoors. And the 4th of July here, very busy. Lots of fires broke out, though.
Yeah, I saw something like 4 fires. Well, we were down in Sacramento at her dad's 89th birthday.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, I hope I've got that much energy when I'm 79, as they do, at 89 and 88.
Yes, and,
but
some people
had their own private fireworks, we think.
Oh, quite a few.
And, once these went up in the air. Now, I guess they could have been off of Folsom Lake because he's real close to Folsom Lake.
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed like they were coming out a lot, closer than that. And we only saw like 4 ambulances on the 4th heading down to Folsom for injuries or whatever. And right here at Lake Shasta, we had somebody drown. We had a boat with 4 people in it that started taking on water. It sunk. They only had 2 life jackets, and the child in the boat took one, and they tried to give it to this person who refused it and didn't make it to shore.
Cost him his life.
Cost him his life. Well, here's another thing. If you're going to be boating, have a life preserver. Have some kind of flotation device there for everybody. Kids under 12 have to wear them, And you, if you're not a good swimmer, and I know nobody wants to wear one, but you ought to have one, like, close to you that you could get to if for some reason the boat started sinking or overturned or something. But if you can't swim, you ought to have a flotation device on because what good is it going to do if the boat does overturn? If it hits that wave, you know, the wake real hard and it flips you out, and you don't have anything on, by the time they get around to you, you may be gone.
Right, and that shore is a lot farther than it seems.
Yeah,
you know, it is.
It is.
And it's rough out there sometimes, out on Shasta.
It only has to be, if you can't swim, it only has to be like 30 feet away. That's about it. And you only need like 6 feet of water.
Unbelievable.
Unless you're really drunk, then you only need like 3 inches.
Yeah, but he refused it.
He refused it.
That just broke my heart.
You know, I think they were fishing, but I'm not sure. But the thing about it is they didn't have enough flotation devices. And now they're kicking themselves. Because obviously they all knew each other. There was four of them in the boat. The kid got out. And the two other adults got out, but he didn't make it. So I would just say it is, you know, I can swim really well. It's been part of my job and part of my life for a long time. However, if I was out in a boat by myself, I'd have one of those. If you don't like having it around, you get one of those flotation devices that you can wear. That it when it hits the water, it inflates. You know, have you seen those?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, Bob and Brenda Blonge had those when they were doing their Coast Guard work. They always had those on. And I think they always wear them when they're out, when they've taken their boat out now out into the ocean. They always have them on because it looks just like a like two straps going across, like suspenders almost. But when you hit the water, these things inflate and can hold up like a 300-pound person. So
that is really neat because we wore
the
bulky, you know, ski kind.
People don't
I didn't
want to
wear them, but I'm like, you know, when you're kayaking, you never know, especially because some of those waves, you know, you get a big boat that just goes right by you. I didn't want
to topple.
You
just have to have a big cramp, too, you know, in your leg and down you go. Okay, enough of that. But, you know, boating is really kicking up, and we drowned two or three people. And unfortunately, Shasta Lake claims the lives of little kids, especially the ones off the houseboats. We had that horrible year that three of them die. One got hit by the motorboat, you know, when he was skiing. And two kids fell off the houseboats and just disappeared in like 8 feet of water. And they found them, but it was too late. So beware out there. You know, if they're 12 and under, they've got to have a life vest on.
Absolutely.
There's the law. And the police or the sheriff's office is out there a lot. And I imagine if they catch you in a boat with kids without life jackets on when you're zipping around the lake, they might give you a ticket, a well-deserved ticket at that. Okay, let's take a quick break. Sleep Number is back. Their stores are starting to open, but now they're starting to close again. So we had gone back and forth with Sleep Number. You know, they, you know, continue to do, the regular spots, but to do the live reads, they've been in a quandary about this. But the quandary that I had was when I was down at my parents' place this weekend. They are the nicest people in the world. How do you tell the nicest people in the world that their bed sucks? I mean, it's like being on a trampoline, and it's a double. And we get in there at night. I mean, you just move, and the other one goes, boo, 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 boo. It's like, oh, man, I'm seeing space between me and my butt in this bed when I just get into it. So they don't understand that having that kind of bed is the best. So and so Sleep Number, we came home, and we dialed in our comfort. Linda has her Sleep Number setting is 45. My Sleep Number setting is 55. And I just laid there in the bed last night before I went to sleep, just laid there and enjoyed it. Had the fan on me, air conditioning. And in times of stress and uncertainty, which we are all going through here, sleep and self-care is much more important. Quality sleep is one of the best methods to boost your physical and mental health. Not only that, if you sleep well, you escape from all this BS that's going on around here. So reduce stress while working from home. One of the ways you can do that is just walking around the house. But, you know, calm yourself, take a look at what's going on around here and say, wait a minute, you know, I want to keep my area good. Keep my area watertight, you might say. So, if the rest of the stuff's around you is taking water, you're not. And then that spreads to other people. So, Sleep Number, right now, you can discover proven quality sleep for your family's health and well-being. Don't miss out on this week. On this weekend, it's 4th of July special. It's still going on. Where you can get a Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed, now $12.99. Plus free premium delivery on all smart beds when you add a base. It ends today, so shop your way at a Sleep Number store. And the Sleep Number store is right over there in the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. Sleep Number. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:15 in the morning, today, the 6th of July.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines are 605-4567 on the 6th of July, 7:19 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center has been in the business of helping people for a long time, and they keep growing, they keep innovating, they keep getting new technology there, like the Da Vinci 10i surgical robotic system, which means it's a lot less intrusive. It means outpatient surgeries are now inpatient surgeries, less pain, quicker recovery times. All of this is at the Shasta Regional Medical Center, among the other hundreds of things. They do so well and tops in the nation. Why would you go anywhere but Shasta Regional Medical Center? I mean, it's your health. It's your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center, 7:19 in the morning, 7:20 in the morning. And somebody wanted to know, who is the guest today? Well, at 8 o'clock, hopefully, enjoy the magazine and enjoy the store. Come in. This is the first Monday of July, right?
Uh-huh.
Yes. And now I think my guest is you, pondering individual. So come on, give us a call today. Tell us what you think about what's going on. What did you do on the 4th? Now, let me tell you what they did in Chicago. You know, I almost hate to do this. It's too easy. Chicago over the 4th of July weekend. You read the articles about Mayor Lightfoot. She's flooding the streets with 1,200 police. They are going after gangs. They're doing all of this because they want to, you know, beat this violence on the streets. With 1,200 extra police, or 1,200 police on the streets, with, you know, all the things they're doing, Chicago had 77 people shot, 13 dead, including 7-year-old Natalie Wallace, who was there at her grandmother's house for a family gathering, and Natalie made the mistake of going out on her front steps where she could play. A white car drives by. They shoot 15 shots at the house. Natalie's dead. I mean, and then you go through how the shootings are. 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds. I didn't see any 7-year-olds being shot, but it's probably only because they were lucky. People, where it's hot and they're out in the streets and it's the 4th of July, guys just walking up to them, you just start blasting away, killing people. Chicago, 77 people shot, 13 dead. Last week, I think it was 88 or 89, the week before, 104 people shot in Chicago. Now, this is my question. If you're going to protest, why wouldn't you protest the carnage in the streets of our big cities? New York, de Blasio has bitten it. De Blasio did away with a 600-person gang unit. They were plainclothes that were out there. They were coming down on people. They were stopping them. They were, they were doing their job out there. You know, if it looked bad, they were in the middle of it. He stood it down. It went away. 1,000 cadets coming in. No, not so fast. They cut the funding for that, too. Anyway, the homicides and the shootings in New York have risen by, we're talking 300% since last year. Now, de Blasio, he's only a two-term mayor because you can only do two terms. And he finishes up next year. So he really doesn't, you know, he's not running for re-election. He's running for election for president. He wants to do all of these things, why he should be president. And his town's going to hell. Over 500,000 people have left New York since March. All the businesses were shut down as they're trying to come back again. They're starting to shut them down again. They're starting to realize, and they're starting to admit, the big city mayors, is that all these protests have caused a spike in the coronavirus. Well, hello. You've got... you got 20,000 people on the street protesting, and I'm not saying they're violently protesting. They're just protesting. When you have that many people together and you're wearing, masks, remember, do not prevent you catching the CV-19. What it does is it helps protect others if you're coughing or sneezing or talking, because you can talk to somebody and give them COVID-19. We know that. So there you've got 10,000, 5,000, 1,500 in a spot together, and everybody's saying, oh, that wasn't causing COVID. What was causing COVID? Well, those family gatherings. Unless you're in Chicago and you have a family gathering, then you have a chance of getting shot. Don't worry about the COVID. That COVID's 2 weeks away. In Chicago, you got to worry about right now, because people are driving by your car, by your house, in white Suburbans shooting at you. And for no reason. Some people, there's no reason. Why was she killed? She was standing out front when they started shooting. Anyway, going back to CV-19, they're finally admitting, hey, there was a, there's a correlation here. I mean, how hard is it to figure that one out? So, okay. However, when we had the Cottonwood Rodeo, we didn't have that problem. We didn't see a spike. So maybe it tells us something about maybe the North State as opposed in the big cities, that there's something in the big cities, like perhaps pollution that's damaged lungs or things like this, that makes it easier, or there's something that makes it easier to catch these things. Again, there's no way in science that I can prove that, but I just have this feeling. Except that when you're stacked in on each other and you're yelling, you're screaming, you're sweating, I think your chances are a lot better of passing this on, which we're proving right now. What else? People protesting.
By the sheriff's office yesterday?
Well, you know what? I wasn't there. I did get a phone call.
I did, too.
And so it's like this. If somebody, and I know somebody's out there listening, if you'd like to give me a call about what happened out there at the protest at the sheriff's office, it was originally set for a few days ago, but I think they canceled it. I don't think they had anybody. So, but they decided to have it yesterday at the sheriff's office. And what are they protesting? They want Sheriff McGreeny to resign. And I'm not sure why. I think it was for something that he had something on Facebook that he shared, like in 1983 or 93 or 2003, one of those. You know, it's a long time ago. Something he shared. Now, here's another good reason never to go into politics. If people say, hey, Carl, why don't you run? I say, well, because in 2020, I shared this. My protest was the cost of beef jerky. That was my protest. I put it on Facebook, got a lot of responses off it. That's my response. Beef jerky costs too much. That was my protest. But, you know, it'll come back and it'll bite me. You didn't take this serious enough. No, I guess I didn't. The good part of me protesting about beef jerky, you ready? I got lots of recipes for it from people. Say, oh, just make it yourself.
I love beef jerky.
I love
it. So where's mine?
Well, I said recipes. But Pam Giacomini, former Shasta County Supervisor, saw that, and she sent me a care package that of beef jerky. I got it over the weekend. So when I got back Sunday night, I said, oh, I can't wait to open this one up. And I did, and it is just excellent. And this is from a company that the meat company, but they make jerky, and it is just excellent. And all it has in it is beef, salt, vinegar, but it's great. And I can't remember the name of it right now, but I will. And I don't know how much it costs either. But if I keep complaining, people start sending me jerky. It has to be hermetically sealed, my friends. You know, not that I don't trust you. But I got a lot of good recipes for it.
Well, maybe I need to, you know, say See's candy. Got to throw that out there. You know, See's, you know, the chocolate marshmallow caramel candies. Those, yeah, we need to talk about those then. Because if you're getting jerky, I mean, that's the next thing I'd want on my list.
That's what I thought, you know. As soon as I saw that, I thought That's my protest. You know what? It costs like $27 a pound. If you look at it.
It is. It's getting pricey.
Okay. So if the mask won't keep you from getting CV-19, how could the opposite be true? That it'll give you CV-19? And Sungle wants to know if it's from the local No, it's not the one out there on Airport Road. I think it's from. It's in California, but I think it's, you know, down the road here. What I said was COVID-19 won't keep you from getting the CV-19. What it does is it helps prevent it. And it also, if you're coughing or hacking or talking, it helps to slow that down, to keep if you have COVID-19, keep it kind of contained in there. And if you don't, it just helps protect other people. Because as we found out from a close friend of ours, sister who works in the health industry, got it. She tested positive. She and her husband who then tested and was positive, have no symptoms. No symptoms, but they can spread it. So they're both quarantined now for 14 days. All right. When I come back, I want to talk about people protesting during the 4th of July. Why would they do that? I mean, not why they did it, but what they were protesting. And some of the things they were doing, some of the statues, the memorials they were taking down are just kind of really interesting to see why they would do that. We'll talk about that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction, this company started over 10 years ago. It grew to be the largest firearms instruction company in California now, privately owned. They teach in over like 40 locations. They teach everything from concealed carry to just the use of a pistol. You don't want to get a concealed carry, but you want to learn how to use it. Well, go give Northern Firearms a call. They have classes in unarmed combat by a black belt and a couple of different disciplines. If you want to learn how to defend yourself by just using your hands, your feet, your body before you have to use a firearm, defense of your home, tactical rifle, shotgun, all of these are at Northern Firearms Instruction. And you can learn a lot more, including when they're going to be, at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 999-1822. I'll be teaching the last weekend in July, your initial CCW class, and it'll be at Oxford Suites, and it will be after that the next day at the Reading Gun Club. Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back.
Your morning update with us,
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone line's here, 605-4567. If anybody knows what happened yesterday at the protest outside the sheriff's office or across the street from the sheriff's office, please let us know. I heard there's like 12 to 13 people there, but there was a counter-protest group of close to 100 out there saying is that we'd like the sheriff to stay. I got a phone call, but I didn't get all the information about that last night. This portion of the show, Free Fire Radio, is Maxwell Insurance and Financial, is brought to you. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof, and she's been doing this since 1993. If there is anything that Judy doesn't know about insurance, it hasn't been invented yet, or they haven't passed a new law on it, and you've got to stand by. She's always looking for those. We're going to have Judy on here in the near future to talk about health insurance and all these things that are going on, impacts on both the insurance and financial industry with CV-19, how the stock market seems to be hanging in there, and the employment for May was huge, or June was huge, the largest spike in American history as people are starting to come back to work. And then now that started, now we're starting to look at, because of a variety of reasons, the coronavirus, again, is spiking out. More testing, as we've said, thousands of people getting together to protest, a number of different things. But Maxwell Insurance and Financial will be able to lay out what's true for your insurance needs and what you're going to need. Fire season's coming. Are you prepared? Are you protected? You can give her a call at 221-0441 or just stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. So many things going on. Here's my favorite. The protest. Are they saying that they're not free in America? And I look at this and I say, really? You're not free. And you're protesting. You're stepping all over the flag. You're burning the flags. You're destroying monuments with impunity. You're saying you're not free. Have you ever thought about what it would be to be in a country where you weren't free? If you don't think that this is a free country, that you can't express yourself, that you don't have those freedoms of speech, religion, even though Governor Newsom seems to be, you know, wanting to keep churches closed down, but it's okay to have 10,000 people in a protest. Again, something else that's directed at a group to make you live in fear. So if you're not free, what are you then? Frederick Douglass. Do you know who Frederick Douglass is? He was, during the Civil War and afterwards, he was an abolitionist. He wanted freedom for slaves. He was black. He was a great orator. He was well respected by everybody. His statue was torn down over the weekend. Frederick Douglass. Columbus. Forget it, your Columbus statue. Either the cities are taking you down or they're ripping you off the pedestals and throwing them into the river. Forget it if you're Columbus, because, see, you can do that because nobody's stopping you from doing that. And that's not freedom. That's not freedom. That's anarchy. That is choosing to pull down a statue that you find offensive. I imagine there's millions of Italian Americans that think Columbus is a good guy. We've named cities after Columbus. Well, Columbus is the one that brought disease and pestilence and settlers to the New World. Do you think it wouldn't have happened? Do you think that North America wouldn't have been discovered at some time, at some point? And at some point, people from whatever country, like Spain or England and other European countries, when they came to North America, that a lot of this same thing, when people come in from one culture to another, they have diseases, unfortunately, the other culture doesn't have, and it's not going to have an impact on people. But Columbus is a scapegoat. If you took all of the ones that landed at Plymouth Rock, that landed in other places here in our country, or in North America, you'd be busy all day long trying to get the names, first of all, and then you'd have to go find statues or spots in the history books to rip out to eradicate. To me, if you want to take down a statue, it should be done within a well thought out, not a knee jerk reaction that people get together and say, where is this person's place in history? Tearing down Ulysses S. Grant statue in San Francisco is not, to me, the only thing that does to me is it further solidifies in my mind that the destruction phase, the looters, the ones that want to terrorize you, are just that, terrorists. I'm not talking about the protesters. We had 1,500 people here in our beautiful little city that protested. There wasn't one bit of trouble. Not one. And, in fact, Caldwell Park has never been this clean as when they, it was after the protest. But then to have this and to take this down shows me, one, an ignorance of your history, or, in reality, is it just an act of terror to tell you that we can take anything down we want? In Portland, this elk statue, been there over 120 years, was set on fire and destroyed. Why? It has nothing to do. I mean, what did the elk do? And it was put up by the city. The whole reason behind that is, in my opinion, is a terrorist move. Because if we destroy this elk, we can destroy other things. If we can destroy this elk when we want to, then we can destroy anything we want. If we can break into your business, not because you've done anything, but just break in your business and take your stuff, we can do this to anybody. This whole thing is a fear. It's for fear. And we in Reading, we're not touched by that. We have not been touched by that. There was some fear during one of the protests. Nothing ever happened. Rest of our protests, which are mainly over, nothing happened. Except people were able to express themselves freely without having the police or the government come in and take them off the podium, drag them away, and put them in jail. That's the way it, that's freedom of speech. Your freedoms end, though, when you start burning statues of the elk, when you start destroying things, when you start attacking people, when you start attacking police. Your freedoms, your freedom to assemble is just gone. Your freedom of speech, you can be screaming as they drag you away and put you in the jail, but you can still talk. Nobody's going to put a bullet in your head as soon as they get you into the jail. So to hear Colin Kaepernick say, oh no, this is a day of white supremacy. Hey, how's that going to look for Nike as he said it? This 4th of July is for white people. Really? I have many friends of color, many, many friends I've served with. We all enjoyed the 4th of July. We didn't think it was just for white people. It's for our nation. It's to remind our nation that we fought for our independence. that we won our independence, that we had a Declaration of Independence, we had a Constitution, we have a Constitution, and we have a Bill of Rights for everybody that's been amended to make things even more fair for the citizens, all the citizens of our country. Am I upset because there are individuals that, you know, that don't like people and they're in positions of authority, that, you know, they're stopped. They stop people just because of their color. Yeah, that offends me. That totally offends me because that's not what I stood up for in my life to protect the freedoms we have here. It totally offends me. It totally offends me also to have people destroy things for no reason. Except, you know, when you're looking at you know, photos of and videos of the protesters are white. The, you know, vast majority of Portland are white, destroying things. I'm not sure, and they've come probably from backgrounds where they get to go to college. They went to school, they went to high school, went to college. You know, when you see lawyers firebombing cars in New York, and they got caught. And then the woman who firebombed two cars was caught. She's facing 80 years in jail. She'll never see 80 years in jail. Hopefully she'll see 5 years in jail. Give her a 10-year sentence. She'll serve five of it in prison. It'll give her 5 years to think about, boy, that was stupid. These are just things that I see in the 4th of July. Instead of thinking about our independence, thinking about what, how many people have stood for this country, to defend this country. And I hear that the way to handle the shootings in New York and Chicago is to shift $1 billion out of the Chicago Police Department's budget. This is going to work. I actually believe that some people, when they say defund the police, meant shift funding. Or how about more funding for social, for mental health, for helping people that are on the streets and this, and police not having to do that. I can understand that. But I also understand from talking to every policeman that I know that when you send out, when you go out to a disturbance on the street, that it may be nothing or it could go sideways quick. Are we going to put our social workers and our mental health professionals in danger like that? Because it will go sideways. And what happens when the first time a mental health professional is beaten to the point they may not live, or they're stabbed or they're shot? How's that going to work? Got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by a company here in town that takes care of people, and they do it very, very well, and that's Home Helpers. Do you or your loved one need some help? Whether it's after an operation, maybe you're just getting so you just can't take care of it, or your parents just can't take care of everything every day. Well, Sharon has people that are just trained to the nth degree. They've all had their background investigations. Sharon Clark doesn't put anybody in your home she wouldn't have in hers. She'll do a complimentary in-home consultation for you. And she will put the right person that mixes with your family so that the help and the assistance can be provided, whether it's a couple hours a day or 24 hours a day. That's Home Helpers. You can learn more at readinghomehelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. We'll be right back after these messages.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Orchard Nutrition Center has money-saving deals. We carry organic, non-GMO, and clean, healthy products and are working to keep our communities safe with contactless shopping, social distancing, and we're sanitizing. Our staff, which includes certified nutritionists, take pride in helping you make informed product choices. We look forward to continuing to serve your family for many more years to come. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Botland is on assignment this morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And let's go to the phones. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I got kind of a little hodgepodge of things I want to discuss or bring up.
Okay, as long as we don't have to hit the dump button, we'll okay.
No. First off, I want to thank you for having Rick Hughes on every Sunday.
Well, I'm glad you appreciate that.
I really do appreciate his presentation. He has a great way about him.
He does, doesn't he?
Another thing, I don't know if you were able to see the president at Mount Rushmore Friday evening.
Just excerpts. I was trapped.
I think that should be mandatory for every elementary school through high school kids to see that every year.
Well, that would be interesting.
I learned more about the presidents and the histories of the past presidents than I ever learned in school. I thought he did a wonderful job.
Okay.
And then this presentation on the 4th of July, that's another thing I think everyone should see. It's unfortunate that only one channel carried it.
Well, you know, They don't want the mainstream media does not want him back.
Absolutely, and it's obvious, absolutely obvious, because those two presentations were the best he's done. And I think if that was shown throughout the country on the networks, I think it would guarantee his reelection.
Well, they don't want that.
And another thing, just being a fruit inspector, looking from the distance, inspecting the fruit of our country, it seems like our whole country has whittled down to nothing but a giant argument between Archie Bunker and the meathead. I mean, you look at anything around, that's all it is.
Yeah.
And nothing's changed.
And you know the thing, Chris, is that you see stuff that you would have never seen before. I mean, maybe it's because it's keyboard courage. You know, on Facebook, you kind of, even though you have your name in there, you can write things about people that are exceptionally bad about anything. You can be shamed for wearing a mask, for not wearing a mask, having comments, for being not politically correct enough. And you see families breaking up over this stuff. You see families breaking up over an election, over somebody. They can't find enough common ground in their family to be able to get along.
Well, it's just like I was talking to my younger sister yesterday, and her youngest daughter they'd finished their year for college.
Yeah.
And I was talking to my sister, and she cannot believe what that little girl comes home and spews now. And she wasn't raised like that. None of us were raised like that. And the level of disrespect she's showing towards her parents, and it's all divisive, I think, through the education system. My sister was just appalled at some of the stuff she came home from college saying.
Well, they're calling, you know, in the universities, if God forbid you say something about Black Lives Matter that may be considered not favorable, you know, you the students call for your firing, and then you'll have the boards there take it seriously. Oh, I'm sorry, you were not strong enough for this subject, whatever it is. Whatever it is. You know, it used to be illegal immigration. And then, Trump, you know, getting rid of Trump because he was colluding with the Russians. You go through all of this, and whatever the selection on the, whatever the House specialty that day is, they'll run to it. And you know what? And it's tough for these kids. They came up, you know, they did a study, or they did a poll that showed when kids leave high school, they're patriotic. The vast majority are patriotic.
Yes, they are. Very true.
By the time they're finished college, oh, no, that patriotism has dropped dramatically. Tens of points. And so you have to feel, instead of what's happening to my daughter, is this is what she's exposed to for 9 months, 24 hours a day at her school.
Well, it's like my little sister said yesterday. Their youngest daughter had more personal responsibility at the age of 9 than she does now at the age of 19.
Well, I can tell you that there's many other people that say that. Hey, Chris, I've got to run. Thanks
all
for
right,
calling.
Thank you, Bart.
You bet. You know, we can hold, like my granddaughter is getting ready to go off to college this year. And I know she is a Eagle. She loves the Philadelphia Eagles, the Philadelphia 76ers. She and her dad sit there and watch TV. They went back when the Eagles actually won the Super Bowl, went back for the parade. She is just a really, she's got a 4-point average. She is just, she's a soccer player, a starter on the team. I mean, she is really a fine young lady. And I'm wondering what it's going to be like 6 months from now. We all get together for Thanksgiving or Christmas or something like that. I wonder if she's going to have changed. And because the people she's around. Now, the one thing is she's rooming with a girl she knows from school here, or her high school. And they all come from the same area in Rio Rancho in New Mexico. It's part of Albuquerque. It's a suburb of Albuquerque up there. But I wonder what that's going to be like. Now, one of the things I want to talk about real quick is in the Record Searchlight this weekend, they have the 2019-2020 Shasta County Grand Jury Final Report. And when I was going through this, they looked at a number of different things from the Shasta County Jail to county clerk elections, fire fuel management, all of these things. And it's about a 28-page insert into the paper that is pretty good. You need to take a look at this, and because they looked at a lot of different things and came up with some suggestions. So that's the 2019-2020 Shasta County Grand Jury Final Report. Hey, we're going to take a break, and we come back, and Joy joins us.
Medical Center. Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Supreme Court, out with a decision today, could make all the difference in the outcome of a close presidential election.
In a unanimous election year ruling, the justices ruled that states are allowed to remove presidential electors who break their commitment to support the designated candidates. Justices are leaving in place laws in 32 states and the District of Columbia that bind electors to vote for the popular vote winners. Most electors usually do so, but so-called faithless electors could alter a presidential race outcome if the contest comes down to just a few electoral votes. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump's chief of staff rejecting calls for a nationwide mask-wearing mandate. Mark Meadows telling Fox and Friends this morning that the president views it as a state-to-state matter. Uber expanding its presence in the growing home food delivery market, acquiring Postmates, $2.65 billion all-stock deal.
Uber and its Uber Eats food delivery division will gain ground against DoorDash, which controls about 37% of the U.S. food delivery market. That's compared with Uber Eats' 20% share before the Postmates deal. Grubhub holds around 30% of the U.S. food delivery market. The food delivery sector is undergoing a major consolidation this year, and more is expected.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. It was a deadly holiday weekend in some of America's largest cities, multiple shootings, children among the victims. More monuments vandalized or destroyed over the weekend. In Baltimore, a Christopher Columbus statue was toppled and dumped in the city's inner harbor. And a statue honoring abolitionist Frederick Douglass was toppled in Rochester, New York. On Wall Street this hour, the Dow is up 375 points, the NASDAQ ahead 225 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I love golf, and I also stink at golf. I've tried it all, the lessons, the special swing contraptions, the neon brush tees, the funny hats, the putting all of my change in my left pocket. I like to say I just happen to have a high golf handicap. My friends would say I have a high talent disadvantage. Luckily, while I might be fighting some disadvantages on the golf course, at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, we're lucky to be able to serve listeners with a unique advantage. Our team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. And for you, that can mean shorter turnaround times and often a lower rate, which could save you monthly and lifelong money on a new home, refinance, or cash-out refinance. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp., 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, Mississippi, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The BBC's Stephen McDonnell in Beijing says an outspoken critic of China's communist overlords has disappeared.
Xu Zhengrun's friends say up to 20 officers arrived at the professor's home in Beijing to take him away. In recent years, the Tsinghua University legal scholar has been treading an ever more dangerous path, criticizing the Mao-like cult of personality which has returned under China's current leader, Xi Jinping. He also slammed the removal of term limits, which effectively made Xi chairman for life. Despite previously being placed under house arrest with threats of more serious retribution from the authorities, he wrote this year about ways the Communist Party leadership has been blocking the reporting of factual information about the coronavirus outbreak.
China accusing the U.S. of flexing its military muscle in the South China Sea by conducting joint exercises with two U.S. aircraft carrier groups. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A tragic end to the search for a soldier who vanished more than 2 months ago in Texas. Her remains have been found.
That's what a family lawyer says. Attorney Natalie Colwam says remains recently found buried near Fort Hood belonged to specialist Vanessa Guillen. Guillen disappeared back in April. Investigators say a fellow soldier killed and dismembered Guillen and then took his own life last week.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Tokyo's governor and her political rival, Japanese Prime Minister Abe, have agreed to cooperate on handling the coronavirus outbreak to safely hold the Olympics next year. The governor met with Abe a day after she was elected to her second term. Her big election victory was buoyed by public support for her handling of the virus pandemic, despite a recent rise in infections in the capital region. Let's get on Wall Street. The Dow is up 370 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com throughout the world. 8:05 in the morning here on the 6th of July. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. And Sue's here with the weather
today
and traffic.
Today is sunny and warm with a high of 97 and a low of 61. Warm weather throughout the rest of the week. Tomorrow's high 96, 99 for Wednesday, then 98 for Thursday. Triple-digit temperatures returning by Friday. We can expect a high of right around 100, 102 for Saturday and 103 for Sunday, with lows dropping down in the 90s overnight. It is currently clear in downtown Redding, Red Bluff 65, 64 in Anderson. 61 in the city of Shasta Lake, 63 degrees in downtown Redding. Quite a bit of road construction in and around Redding. Look out for detours. We did have traffic that was delayed for up to 2 hours on Interstate 5 near Dunsmuir over the weekend. Expect possible delays as people head home after the 4th of July holiday weekend. We do have construction that continues on 299 west towards the coast, 299 east towards Aden, also on 99 and 36. Now, Carl, back to you.
Thank you very much, Sue. And the weather report and the traffic report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They have been in the business for well over a quarter of a century. Out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. One of my favorite times of the month. Enjoy. James Masada and Rhonda Alvey come in here. And with everything, all the weirdness going on in our world, you two bring a breath of fresh air.
We still have a magazine.
You still have a magazine.
And it's still positive.
And it's still positive.
There's still good people in the world doing good things.
There are. And this issue is of Enjoy, the July issue, issue 166, Wild and Untamed, Let the Adventures Begin. Kind of like my honeymoon. So... Well, Linda is an expressive person. Okay.
You notice she's not here. Otherwise, you'd have black eyes. I say a lot of things.
Oh, yeah. She'd reach over and bite me on the shoulder, and it'd just be silence, but it'd just be me whining there. Before you get started here, I want to talk about, this is one of our advertisers, but I want to talk about them a little bit, and it's Cornerstone Community Bank.
Oh, yeah.
640 loans, totaling more than $83 million, and helping to preserve more than 10,000 jobs.
Yeah.
And this is Cornerstone. They hit a home run. They mm-hmm. came out there and did this, and we're very, very happy to be partnered up with them.
Cornerstone's one of those banks that's a catch-22 in my head. So, like, I love that they're local, and I love what they do locally. But ultimately, I don't know what their. I should probably just ask Jeff what their long-term goals is, if they're going to just continue to grow into the North State or if they're just going to continue to grow. Because what I love about them is they know who you are. I go into it, and my kids have savings accounts there. And I don't mean to be rude because, you know, we're all a little bit lazy by heart. But I just can walk in with whatever I have and just go to the window. And they're like, hey, James. And they just take whatever I'm giving them.
They're so awesome.
They do it for you. You know what I mean? Like, that's old-fashioned customer service.
And a local board of directors.
And they're so community-driven, too. Yeah.
And they follow all the rules, but they do it in a way where they make it painless for you. Because these big banks... My gosh. To get
Bank of America, let me say it again. There's a special place in hell for you guys.
Right?
I don't use Bank of America, but I saw what they did to a 90-year-old World War II veteran, and how they messed with him and his 88-year-old wife. And this is after he's in a nursing home.
Uh-huh.
They didn't have to do it. They didn't have to do it. The guy's been doing business with him for 20 years.
I mean, have some compassion for the love of God.
And then I just saw it again where they did it to a 93-year-old World War II veteran. And the photo of him walking back in with a policeman, mm-hmm. helping him back in so they could, you know, try and get this thing fixed.
Yeah. But just to go to show you.
That shows you the difference.
How cool it is. Jeff, who's the president of the bank.
Jeff Frank.
He's awesome. He has cutting boards that he makes.
That's right.
And he sells them in my store.
And he donates them to fundraisers.
Yes, he does.
And I've always been outbid on his. I actually thought I got one time. And somebody snuck in at that last second on silent auction.
And then there's Matt Mosley, whose family is very integrated into the community in so many different ways. And he's such a young, bright,
family sellers.
Cheerful young man.
Yeah,
I love him.
And Suzanne.
And then you've got Suzanne, who used to actually work and was part of the Enjoy family for years before she went and moved on there.
Other people from other banks have moved over there.
Yeah.
It's a great bank.
It is a great
bank. And it's my bank. It's Riverfront Playhouse's bank, and they have been awesome to Riverfront. So.
And, part of the people, a lot of the people they helped were people that were not customers of their bank. They could not be helped by their bank.
I heard that. I heard that they, how many of those, I want to say PPE, but that's for your...
PPP.
PPP, there you go. Yeah, no, that's totally true.
Yep. Okay. All right, so we've talked about Cornerstone, and there's your read for the day, Cornerstone.
Well, then the very next one is Shasta Regional, which you just got done pumping, because they're also awesome in the neighborhood. When it comes to supporting businesses and people and
they sponsor our Chamber of Commerce Hour once a month. Also, plus the fact of having their own show, but they stood up again during this COVID. That's where they were taking the patients in. Those right at the beginning, those four that were really ill that died, we had their doctor on, Dr. Bob Bawa, and he talked about COVID-19.
Yep.
He talked about. And the one thing you said I'll always remember is those people would have been alive if it hadn't been for COVID-19.
Yeah.
And so that kind of drives it home to you, the seriousness of this. But, yeah, they're a great hospital, too.
Well, I mean, it is totally serious. I mean, just myself personally at Enjoy the Store, we have lost three people.
That's what you were saying.
In the store that are
the vendors.
Artists, yeah.
The vendors that died from this.
Two of them, were artists, and one of them was my manager's husband. Now,
that's right, up in...
they moved to Idaho.
Idaho,
yeah. But these are people that are very near and dear to my heart, and I've known since my oldest son, who's now 22, was 2 years old. So, it's...
Well, let's get back to let's get back to Enjoy the Magazine. So this whole, what is this, Wild and Untamed? What's this issue?
So I know you're familiar with Nigel Skeet and Ryan Spitz and the whole California Untamed or CAD, California Adventure District, which has been started. And then California.
They were going to do that 333-mile or something like that run from the ocean to Mount Shasta, but I imagine that's been put
on
hold.
It's been canceled.
It has.
Ryan did it last year, Ryan and he had
These are going to be international endurance runners coming in here. Plus, you could put teams together.
Yep.
We were looking at getting teams from SEAL teams, from Marine Recon teams, getting the services coming in here where you could put a 12-person. I think it's 20,
I think
12
that would
or 25.
Be also like multi-battle layers and battle layers. You know what I mean? So you bring in like Marines, Air Force, Navy, and let them compete also within that military thing. I think that would be awesome. Anyway. So we're actively involved in this this push to create CAD, and so every once in a while we're going to throw out something that is in that wheelhouse with them. So this is the Wild and Untamed Let the Adventure Begin issue, and of course it doesn't revolve 100% around CAD, but there is a CAD article in here, and that's what it was designed for, is to get people to realize that we are in the adventure capital of the United States. And when people think of adventure, or they think of California and they think of coming to adventure, they need to stop thinking about,
Disneyland.
Yeah, I mean, this is the real deal. So this issue is just plumb full of things that can be done here, obviously, and are things that are established that you can do. Obviously, times are different, but people are trying to evolve their events so that there's something that's still recognizing them. But, yeah, so this is just an awesome issue of all kinds of really great things. I love the cover. I mean, this guy on the side of a cliff, you know.
And what's that lake behind him there?
I don't know what it is, but it is in Lassen.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking. That it was one of those lakes that right there.
In fact, I emailed Ryan because I got a phone call from somebody that asked where that was. Uh-huh. And Ryan said, just have him call me because it's really hard to explain.
It's water. It's water, and it's pretty. Yep, I like that.
And there are so many of those lakes up in Lassen. Oh, my gosh, so. Yes.
Except parts of Lake Manzanita up in Lassen.
Oh, yeah.
Because
the
river otter and what has I guess, established dominancy in that one part of the lake.
Oh, is that where that lady got?
Yeah.
You look at that.
And
you
people
think,
swim in there?
River,
I didn't
little
know that.
River otters. You think river otters, aren't they cute? You know, you think of that, you know, and then you take a look with its mouth open.
And their claws. I mean, they have sharp claws. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So
frightening.
You might want to check to see if there's otter utter alerts when you go into a place.
I think they've closed
that one
the
section.
Lake. Yeah.
Yeah. One section.
Well, you are in their backyard. You know what I mean?
Well, that's true. You know what? You go out there and swim, but I guess, you know, I understand.
Hey, let's just chalk it up. That's adventure.
That's adventure. How fast can you swim? Well, not as fast as a river otter, obviously.
Yeah.
And they have little webbed feet too, so you don't have much of a chance. Okay. Where do you want to start here?
Well, where do we want to start? There's so many things.
Well, the first story was about the Mount Shasta, how they do the run every year, and how it got canceled.
Siskiyou Outdoor Recreation Alliance, the great outdoors in Mount Shasta.
Okay.
But people were, they decided to do a virtual walk run event where people can participate from home and still get their T-shirt.
And that's what everybody's really, the event's known for. People desperately like the annual shirt.
Had them every year.
You don't care how much pain you've been in. You just want the shirt. You know what? You're a shirt collector. Now, I like the idea of a virtual run because does that mean I can virtually lay on my couch and be a part of this?
I suppose as long as you don't have any cameras.
You know what? And then I finished in the top five this year.
The top five. Runners in their underwear on the couch.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway.
So, yeah, this was started back, gosh, how long has it been?
It's been a long time.
Yeah, during the 4th of July. They have upwards of 3,000 to 5,000 registrants each year. So, I mean, it's obviously not tiny.
Since the early 80s.
Yeah. Since the early 80s, yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, this was something that normally would take place. And, again, we're still trying to promote these events because, you know, the fact of the matter is that people can't attend and do these things. We don't want to forget that they exist. And people are trying to make them different. And we actually will talk about it a little bit later during the episode.
Yeah, I got to take a little quick break here.
There's virtual
more.
Stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I can imagine. Yeah. I wanted to be part of that 333-mile race virtually.
Me too.
You can green screen.
Hey, but you know what? That's not such a bad idea. You might be able to, like, because they, you know, are doing, so that's what I was going to talk about. They are doing another race that's going to be virtual.
Yeah.
You might be able to integrate that. I mean, the weirdness is making it, inventing things that now are different, but that can be maybe married to the physical, you know what I mean? So that their people can compete even if they're at home. And they're not an endurance runner, they might be able to say, hey, I'm a great runner for a few miles and then just, you know, try to compete with the better lead runners in those few miles and see how they do for their own edification.
Or you could even, we Zoom and all that. So you take your GoPro, turn it on, and I'm out there running or hiking or whatever it is. and to do that. Anyway, got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry is the place to go if you're looking for jewelry of all kinds at very fair prices. They're only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a watch repairman that can take care of any of the watches that have come in there for to be repaired. Walk in, get a new battery, and out of there in 5 minutes. Or if you just want to, if you've thought about the design you want to give to your loved one that nobody else has, Henry and Rebecca will help you design it and then build it for you. And cool. So you've got a one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry. All of this at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, and open 9:30 to 4, Monday through Friday. We'll be right back after these messages.
Let's see, coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Are we on?
Yeah.
Whoops.
There we go.
It hesitated.
Are we on?
You are.
Welcome back.
I never fail, yeah?
No. Well, welcome back then. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. There isn't anything that Jeff Wurst does not know about repairing windshields, whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. He doesn't fool around with it. He doesn't fool around with your family's safety. He'll fix it, and then he guarantees it for life. If he can't fix it, he'll tell you right away. He doesn't waste your time or money.
Guess
this is a great
I'm
guy.
Going.
Huh?
Guess where I'm going today.
Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
I have to have him fix something again. Not that, it, again, meaning it's another crack.
Oh, it's another crack.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? If he fixed that one on my truck 13
yeah,
years ago.
He fixed it on mine, too.
Yeah. He's located at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373. Now, these are three different businesses. You know, two of them you have in your magazine, another one here that people just use.
Yeah.
And we can't forget to use these local businesses. I mean, look what's happened to people in here. And let's look and enjoy the store. You guys have magnificent stuff
mm-hmm.
in there. And you've already said you've lost two of your vendors,
mm-hmm.
to death.
Yeah.
And plus the fact of having to impact it's had on you.
Yeah.
So.
It's emotional.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, it's so shocking. It really is.
Yeah.
You know? And you think about your interaction with these people. It's hard. You know, you just process it. They're living, breathing creatures that you know and are talented and stuff, and then they're just gone. And you mm-hmm. just think, why? You know?
Yeah. I've lost some friends, but not from that.
It's just in general.
All of a sudden. All of a sudden, like three of them.
Startling.
Yeah. So I called this guy, one of my guys I've known in the Marine Corps for well over 50 years. I just called him the other day. How you doing there?
Yeah.
How you doing there, buddy? Doing great. You know, he said, I was just thinking about you. I'm like, super. And just kind of, you know, hey, I haven't heard from you. What's going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, no, you have to reach
it
out.
It seems like we're doing that a lot more.
Lately. I think you're right.
Uh-huh.
I think you're right.
Yep.
And okay, and I just railed about social media a little while ago. But one thing that social media does is it allows you to stay in touch.
It does.
With people. And you don't have to be directly in touch. You can just see, okay, I just saw them.
Well, I'll
on
tell
Facebook.
You what.
Yep.
You know, they're alive and they're
social
feisty.
Media is so, just a double-edged
yeah.
sword.
It's so much.
So divisive and so ability for important things that are taking place for communication. I mean, it's just, I don't know what to think about it all the time.
Well, I tell you what.
Like, minute by minute, I hate it yeah. and I love it.
Well, there's one thing that I know I always love. Enjoy
yep.
the magazine. You all have stuff in there. And you talked about, Siskiyou, but water sports. You know, water sports are going on here. We were down, of course, in Sacramento this weekend for Linda's dad's birthday. Mm-hmm. And they live close to Folsom. I mean, the road that goes down to Folsom goes past their house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, besides the, you know, being, I thought it would be backed up totally. No. You know, because it usually is on, you know, on weekends, mm-hmm. and, you know, on those, that there's just a line that goes all the way down, I don't know, the main road there in Folsom and Rockland, those areas. It wasn't that crowded. But yeah. I did see four ambulances going down
yeah.
toward the lake later on.
Mm-hmm.
But we, up here, have a much better lake.
Yeah.
It's the
series of
state's third largest lake, Shasta,
yeah.
Lake Shasta.
And Whiskey Town
and
Eagle Lake.
Yeah.
So my son, who's 22, just bought his first car. So he's had a car. He had a beautiful Jetta. But he has really gotten into the whole outdoor lifestyle. And him and his friends love to go hiking and, you know, hike to waterfalls and, you know, do all that stuff, stay the night somewhere. And so he sold his Jetta and just bought a brand new Ford Ranger. And that's his first car that's solely, totally his. Now, I will tell you what a sweet deal. You know, he's young and works hard and has good credit. So he qualified for Ford's 84 months.
Zero
interest. No payments for 6 months. So I was like, yeah, good for you. You know, I said, I don't know if you're going to really want to pay on that thing for 84 months, but at least you have the option and there's no penalty for prepayment. So, you know, I told him, I said, you know, if you can afford to double down your payments and just get it paid off sooner than later, but you don't have any interest.
You can always add another $100 a month
and
knock that down.
So anyway, he spends a lot of time going out and seeing all these lakes.
Judy Salter gave me a book for my birthday a couple years ago. Waterfalls in Northern California.
Lots of them.
How to, you know, where they are, how to hike to them, talking about them. And it's great. You can just go through there and just go from page to page and make plans for a weekend because you can get to them easily.
I'd like to see that book because I'd like to know who the author was. That's a perfect book because those are the books that we sell tons in the store. We do. We sell tons of the Volcanic Legacy Byway book, the Sacramento River book. We have a lot of really great books that are designed for people
that are all local,
regional stuff. Yeah, caves, you know, what caves to go visit. So, anyway, Rhonda, real quick before we turn the page onto another story, there was another section that was in here for the Siskiyou Outdoor Recreation that was being done virtually, but there's also an event that potentially could be coming up in September.
Yeah, in mid September, they're going to be bringing. It's called Grinduro or Grinduro, and it'll be at the Mount Shasta Ski Park, and it's a bike race. Right now, there's more than 700 people that are going to be competing if this does, in fact, happen. There's going to be four time segments, and then the rest of the weekend is all about riding, like fun.
Yeah, and hopefully this will, you know, I mean, in my opinion, there are a lot of outdoor sports and things that can still happen because you're really separated.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the run that was from Mount Shasta from Arcata to Mount Shasta that we had to postpone, that was not being postponed because of proximity, even though there are times that you could be, but it was mostly because of travel. A lot of the racers were coming from outside the country.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
They just couldn't leave their country or couldn't come into our country unless there was quarantine time, so they just decided to postpone.
14 days of quarantine like this.
So, so there are still events that are in the outdoor realm that still are taking place. They just, you know, they're just being planned accordingly.
Okay, I'm going to get us back on schedule here and take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. Yeah.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. You didn't think I could moonwalk, huh?
I can
do that. Hey, phone line's here, 605-4567. Call Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. Today, the 6th of July, 8:35 in the morning. And how hot is it, Sue?
It is currently clear outside and already 73 degrees. Today's high 97, the low of 61.
Thank you. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, open by appointments, but that's what they've been doing for over a year anyway. You can come and call at 244-9478, the best place to get a haircut. There's 10 minutes in between appointments so they can sanitize everything. I kind of feel like I'm coming into an operating room when I walk into Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, I have my own, they put that own drape on you. They put a fresh one on each time. Everything's been sanitized. You wear a mask. They wear a mask. It's great. Best place in the world to get a haircut. Man's last stronghold.
And a new kidney.
And a new kidney. If you need a kidney, you know what? You could probably make arrangements for it somewhere in that shop. Cypress Square Barbershop. I'm here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy. And this is a joyful time of the month for us with all the other crap that's going on. Enjoy the magazine. You pick it up and you go, oh, yeah, I want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do that. I want to go kayaking. I want to bike.
That's a perfect way of explaining it, because it does. When you pick it up, that's what it makes me do.
It does, too. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. We, since COVID, since April, we have not had a calendar in this magazine. And it just feels so weird, because a lot of people love that calendar, because it told them what they can do and all the great things that the North State has to offer.
And by the way, when you put an ad in Enjoy, it goes out to thousands of people, because this magazine not only gets read by me. And by the way, if you want an Enjoy magazine, just stop by the studios here and pick one up.
These are a distribution site.
But it goes all the United States.
It does.
Yes, it does.
And, I mean, we send one to my sister, because my sister likes reading.
Well, we get a lot of people that go online and buy a subscription, and even though the magazine's free, all you're doing is paying for the shipping.
Yeah.
So you could do that for yourself if you want one to come into your home here locally. But we get a lot of people that actually will buy it as a gift for family members that are from here and have moved away, or,
You know, that's a good idea, because my sister does enjoy it and may probably get her subscription this year for Christmas.
And we actually just got one from Kansas City. So, I mean, it does.
Kansas City, here we come.
Yeah. It goes all over the place.
Let me tell you, I had friends that were stationed in Kansas City, because there's a Marine or there's some kind of DOD place there. They loved Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
And, costs were way down.
They could just retire and not do anything again because, you know, Kansas City being a place like that. That's Kansas City, Kansas, not Kansas City, Missouri, across the street where, you know, they issue you body armor. But
Oh, gosh. So, speaking of events and the ups and downs, you know, we here at Enjoy have absolutely loved putting on Movies in the Park for the last 13 years, I think it is now.
Wow, yeah.
And obviously with the virus, it has created such difficulties, but we have managed to kind of navigate that in the best way possible. And so, you know, our season always runs June through August. And it's
every
Friday. But we had to do things differently, and we had to spend a lot of time getting things ready and stuff. So what we've created is Enjoy Movies in the Park drive-in style. And we had our first one over at the Civic Auditorium. They've been really awesome to allow us to use the lawn. You actually drive into the lawn. But I do have to say we've had to make a lot of apologies because it's just been really, really tough this season. So instead of doing every Friday, we're every other Friday. And we have had lots and lots of support. Social X Business has been really helping us with coming up with a new website to help us manage this chaos. A Members First Credit Union, McConnell Foundation, and Dignity have all helped us maintain this even during this period of time. They've stayed with us and supported us financially so that this could be happening for all of our wonderful communities, North State communities. And then Welch's Enterprise, they have actually really stepped up and helped us with the sanitation and bathrooms that we needed to meet all the goals.
We need to do that.
Yeah. So, but we have had some problems with the COVID. There's been so many changes. And so we've actually had two movie licenses pulled from us. And it's
like last minute, too, like the day before.
From who? From the
studios.
From the studio.
Yeah.
And they do it because they don't think you're...
No.
Because they think they're being held responsible for you having an event out here? And
kind of, yeah. It's a mixture of all kinds of things. So for a long time when we first started, we had to fill out all this documentation for the studios. We had to get letters from the mayor telling them that they are approved. Yet what it has come down to is nobody wants to say yes to anything because they feel like then they'll be held liable. And it's just been crazy. So, but this last one, we're doing our feature at Anderson River Park. And unbeknownst to me, the movie that we picked. So we're the second-class citizen in the world of movie showing. The primary, obviously, are the real theaters, which I totally understand.
Which are not open.
The
Anderson Theater.
Anderson is. So they opened, and they're showing the movie that we were going to be showing. And so we had the license pulled from us the day before the movie.
Oh, okay. I see. Because they're showing the movie
and they
don't want to have a free movie.
But we would have never picked that movie had we known that they were going to show that movie. So,
of course.
And no disrespect to them because they have the first right of refusal.
Right.
But it really threw a wrench into things.
So can't you pick something that's kind of like in the public domain?
I suppose you could, but it's difficult to find because, you know, studios have realized that they can make money off of this. So they don't – it doesn't go to public.
It's a Wonderful Life. I think that's – you know, of course, you see that every year at Christmas.
It's over 75 years old.
It's over 75 years old.
I'm not sure what the rules are on that.
Cascade showed it one time, and it was, it filled the place up because people got to see it on a big screen, and it was a feel-good movie.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that there's ones out there like that.
Wizard of Oz is another one.
Yeah.
You have to license that. That's
do
actually,
you really?
Yes. That's a big licensing fee. Yeah.
So are we going to have one this week?
So we're trying again for this Friday.
Okay.
The movie, we're just trying to verify that we're not going to have any problems with licensing. I was just told that Warner Brothers and Disney are now completely off limits. They've just pulled licensing, and they just said don't even attempt because they're not going to give them.
Well, so, Disney's got that new channel out,
as we
know, and they're pulling all their stuff from everywhere.
Toy Story 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Yep. Okay.
They change by the minute. It's crazy. So anyway, my sincerest apologies. I've tried to let people know that it's just different, and we're doing the best that we can.
I have some great home movies.
Yep.
Okay, it shows me when I was 8 years old playing baseball
of my
sister on a horse. I don't know if it's a full hour and a half, but you know, we can put some other stuff in there, like from Rene Perez. Throw some of his stuff in there.
Nice.
You know, of Cry Havoc and people getting hit with axes. But I'm sure that doesn't exactly fall into what you're looking for.
Family friendly.
Family friendly. Because you're rated E.
What for everyone?
For everyone.
One thing that that I will say is early on when we were doing this, we didn't have a way. We were having people make reservations, and I know it was really frustrating because we have limited space because we're doing it in cars.
Yeah. Oh.
And we broadcast to your radio, so that's how this all works. You were calling in to make a reservation, and it just was chaos. We had over 800 phone calls. I couldn't manage it. It was just overwhelming. So with that said, our website, which is www.enjoymoviesinthepark.com, we now have a gentleman reached out to me online, who Seth, who lives in Reading and works for a company called Spice Ticket, said, hey, we might be able to help you. We have a technology that allows you to issue tickets, and they've been awesome. And so we have so now when we choose a movie and say registration is open, you go to our website and you click on it and you get a free ticket. And you sign up your car, and then when you show up at the movie, we scan your ticket, which is digital in your phone, and it has made things so nice. So thank you to Spice Ticket.
Cool.
So, yeah, see how we were talking about earlier, how technology – I mean, this COVID has actually forced us to have to be hyper-creative to make things happen.
Yeah.
And it's a drag when you're doing it, but when you get it done, you're like – you feel just, like you've accomplished something.
Just the ads that we have for Enjoy, we've had to change all those up because the whole summer's changed. We used to have baseball, you know, well, that's not in there anymore.
Yep.
Our one this time was for the 4th of July, and the tagline on that was, let's stand together.
Yep.
But,
which literally is what was happening, because where I was, you know, they kept everything closed.
Yeah.
And we live near Sequoia School, and they wouldn't let you go onto the campus to use the lawn. So everybody was just standing in the streets.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we literally were standing.
Okay, let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is a successful gun shop that started 10 years ago around this time frame. John Bastiani and started this at 2539 Larkspur. And the one thing that Bastiani Arms stands out for, I mean, they've got all the guns, they've got all the equipment, they've got all the accessories, the ammo, everything, is that their customer service is just outstanding. Many of the people there have been working there the whole time at Bastiani Arms. They know it. They don't. You know, if you're a new shooter and you always, you know, you've got a little bit of trepidation going, I don't know anything about guns. That's fine. They welcome people like that so they can help educate, so they can get them through school, as they have CCW classes there and hunter safety. They've got it all. Bastiani Arms is a one-stop shop right there, and veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back after these messages with Enjoy the Magazine.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
In here.
And the bass keeps running, running, and 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 running, running.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio. In our studio, of course, is Sue, who's running the whole thing. But right next to her is Mackenzie. Mackenzie is an intern. Mackenzie wants to get into in communications. Hop in there, Mackenzie. Say hello. Come on.
Say hello.
Hi. And Mackenzie's going to be. She's better get over it by Friday because Mackenzie's getting her own 15-minute segment. Getting her own 15-minute segment on the show on Friday. She's our person on the street, and she's going to go out. We've had them, you know, and they're always interns, and we lose our interns. We had Chatty with Maddie and all this, but Mackenzie's, we've got her for the whole summer.
Well, what's Chatty with Maddie? What was that called? Mackenzie? That's a hard rhymer.
She's got to come up with a name for your spot there, and she's going to go out and ask people questions, and she records, and we come in here, we chop them up. And then she comes in and she presents it. The Mackenzie Frenzy. No, I don't think that's a good one. Riot with Mackenzie. No. Okay, let's start right there. Mackenzie, we've got nothing but high hopes for you, huh? So talk to us. Practice. Say hello.
Hi.
Okay, we'll work with her this week. But she's going to be great.
We'll work on that. Super attitude.
Well, we're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store, Enjoy the Magazine, and Enjoy the Stores, I guess I should say.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy Movies in the Park.
And Enjoy Movies in the Park this Friday. We're really pushing for that one out at Anderson River Park, and it's in your car, and you can hear it on the radio. It's like a drive-in.
It is.
Do you have people walking through with flashlights making sure that it's, you know?
People aren't.
No. aren't enjoying the popcorn too much. I mean, a drive-in
and it's
movie.
It's too hot for the windows to steam up. So.
I think there's a drive-in. I think it's in Pittsburgh that my kids, my daughter lives in Antioch, so uh-huh. she goes, she takes the kids, and I love drive-ins.
I love drive-ins.
There are 18 active drive-ins still in the state of California.
Really? Mm-hmm. I think one's at, the down last time Sacramento. I was there was 29 Palms.
Yep.
There was one there outside the Marine base there. Yep. And I don't know if it's still there. It's been years since I've been back there.
I think there's one in Sacramento.
There
right?
is one in Sacramento, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the ones they had in Oceanside was four screens.
A fourplex.
Right there outside Camp Pendleton.
Yeah.
But the land... I can remember too valuable.
As a kid driving down the freeway or something and just thinking, oh, how cool. Mm-hmm. You could see the movies mm-hmm. from, you know, you're driving by, like, it felt like you were cheating.
In Marin County, when drive-ins kind of went on the way, went away, there was one on 101 that was rated X drive-in.
No.
Serious.
Was that in the cars or on the screen?
Both.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was so weird. My parents were just livid about that.
How could you do that?
I know, right?
No, I mean, first of all, you could not have the screen so you could see it from the freeway. Because there would have been wrecks all the way there.
I think that you could kind of, but it was turned from the freeway.
Big fences or something?
No.
If you point the screen away from the freeway, so the only people that can see it are the people in it. But then if you have houses around there, then you find your 10-year-old kid out there with binoculars and
up on the roof.
They didn't even have to. They didn't even have to be able to read lips to know what was going on.
That's weird.
They could follow that plot.
Oh my God.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Anyway, so I just want to say that this is a really good issue of Enjoy, and
it really is.
It has some really great adventure stories and wildlife stories. We have a great Enjoy the View by Frank Cratafil of a cougar mountain lion
mm-hmm.
in Tule Lake in the wildlife refuge, and we also have a story about Dye Creek. Animal Rescue.
Yeah, Wildlife
which is
Rescue.
Which is in Los Molinos, and just a really great read.
But we have also a story in here that's called Bike Up Adventure in Bike Packing, and this was written by Brian Spitz, who is actually the one that ran the 330-mile course. And so this is kind of a nod to our California Adventure District partnership with them. So
yeah, he did this one run and did it from Portland all the way down into California.
He's crazy.
That was a race.
Is,
it's like a 3 or 4 day race, and you've got to keep everything on your bike with you.
Yeah.
He's a freaking stud.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I said, so what do you do? How much time are you away from your family? You know, and he goes, I try to, keep it under control, but he'll go out for a 5-hour ride.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Well, you have to if you're going to be doing these things.
But him and his wife are just a really neat couple, too. You know, she's so supportive.
Three or four
they
kids,
have four
so.
Kids, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so obviously they're together
enough. Off that bike. He gets off that bike now and then.
Yeah.
So,
So this is a whole thing that they're talking about how, when you go adventure, you fill up a backpack and you, you head out with your backpack. Well, this is a new form of adventuring, which is combining two types of sports together, and they call it bike packing, where it's like instead of hiking into a place, the bike allows you to go much deeper and farther and cover a lot more territory and land. So you're getting this mountain biking, and your bike is all packed up with all your essentials, your camp gear, and all that stuff.
You'd be surprised how much stuff you can get on a bike.
Oh, I know.
And still maneuver it well.
Hey, bikes are getting to be just wicked, man. I'm telling you, with the whole thing with electric bikes, too, the things that you can do, it's insane to get that little extra electric assist while you're climbing and doing stuff.
What about those electric scooters?
Mm-hmm. Around town?
Around town.
The Birds?
We had a couple of ladies come in from One Safe Place, and one of had taken the high side on the river trail.
Oh, no.
She had bandages all over. And I said, what happened to you? She goes, well, I was on the electric. As soon as she said the electric scooter, you don't have to say another word to me after that one.
They're a blast.
They're a blast. But, to me, what I should do, I should get a Segway. Uh-huh. I really should. because I could be down from my house to here minutes and back again, plug it in while I'm here. And
they're awesome. I love cycles.
They're fun. Yeah. They're really awesome.
You know, and I've thought about that. And
did you do them when they were here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I did it several times. Face planted once, but not too bad.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about getting the one with it's got the wheel, the third wheel back there, kind of like a training wheel, you know, something like that. You know.
Why not? Yeah.
Why not?
Okay. Right.
Well,
right.
That's what I said with my kids with the birds. They're fast enough and you're nimble enough to zip around that. Like, yeah. I mean, I could get to work and back if I had a little scooter like that in just a matter of minutes. And it's so.
Well, there was a baseball player for, I think it was San Francisco Giants.
Uh-huh.
Giants. Is it Giants or it's, yeah, the Giants. I think it's the outfielder that would come in to work on a Segway.
Yep.
And that kind of that wild guy.
I think he lived in Millennium Towers.
Something like that. Yeah. But he face planted a couple times too.
Well, I'm sure you do. You just need to make sure you put a helmet on. And
one of your stories in here is and we've only got like a minute left.
Oh, this is a really good one.
Is this about to get outside?
Yes.
Yes. If you want to get outside with somebody who knows what they're doing, which is probably a good thing to do if you're not, you know, to go out for adventure, to have somebody there to show you the ropes and everything.
Yeah.
And that's
Ooey Adventures.
Ooey Adventures.
And this is a new thing that's super cool. Go to their website and check it out. They've got all these really great outdoor companies that are offering these really cool adventures. And during the pandemic right now, I think they're doing them for free. So you just have to decide.
Pay what you can, yeah.
Yeah, and pay what you can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
It's over. I know.
It's over.
Too fast.
But you all have your own show here on the... Is it the second or
the
third Thursday of the month? And you can catch up on even more of this here from 6 to 7 p.m. And thank you so much for being here.
Yeah.
This starts the whole week off great.
Good.
So, hey, tomorrow we're going to have Simpson University with us and a couple other surprises. Wednesday we'll have the Chamber of Commerce. And we've got a number of other people that are going to be joining us this week. Have a great day. Remember, it's going to be 96 today.
Yeah.
And so take care of yourself. Don't leave anything in the car you want to have alive when you come back. Yeah, put that little baby.